Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Evil Model: Hiding Malware Inside of Neural Network Models. Authored the 19th of July 2021 by Ji Wang, Chaoj Liu, Shang Kui. Evil Model: Hiding Malware. Ji Wang, Chaoj. Abstract: Delivering malware covertly and detection evadingly is critical to advanced malware campaigns. In this paper, we present a method that delivers malware covertly and detection evadingly through neural network models. Neural network models are poorly explainable and have a good generalization ability. By embedding malware into the neurons, malware can be delivered covertly with minor or even no impact on the performance of neural networks. Meanwhile, since the structure of the neural network models remains unchanged, they can pass the security scan of antivirus engines. Experiments show that 36.9 megabytes of malware can be embedded into a 178 MB AlexNet model within 1% accuracy loss, and no suspicions are raised by antivirus engines in VirusTotal, which verifies the feasibility of this method. With the widespread application of artificial intelligence, utilizing neural networks becomes a forwarding trend of malware. We hope this work could provide a referenceable scenario for the defense on neural network-assisted attacks. Index terms: neural networks, malware, covert communication, artificial intelligence. 1. NTRODUCT1, on. Advanced malware campaigns like botnet, ransomware, apt, are the main threats to computer security. During their maintenance, the infected side needs to communicate with the attacker to update commands and status, and exfiltrate valuable data. Also, the attacker needs to send them customized payloads and exploits for specified tasks. The delivery for commands, payloads, and other components must be conducted covertly and detection evadingly to avoid the malware being detected and traced. Some methods for covertly transferring messages are widely used in the wild. Hammerdis, APT 29, reference 1, was reported to use popular web services such as Twitter and GitHub to publish commands and hide communication traces. Pony, reference 2, and Gliptaba 19, reference 3, utilized Bitcoin transactions to transfer messages. IP Storm, reference 4, was found to use uncentralized IPFS for command and control. These methods do not require attackers to deploy their servers, and defenders cannot take down the malware campaign by destroying the central servers. While these methods work well with small-sized messages, they are not suitable for delivering larger-sized payloads or exploits. For delivering large-sized malware, some attackers attach the malware to benign-look carriers, like images, documents, compressed files, etc., reference 5. The malware is attached to the back of the carrier while keeping the carrier's structure not damaged. Although they are often invisible to ordinary users, it is easy to detect them by antivirus engines. Another way to hide messages is steganography. In steganography, the secret message can be embedded into ordinary files in different ways. One technique is to hide data in the least significant bit, LSB1 malware inside of Neural. Chaoj Liu, Shang Kui, of a pixel in images, reference 6. For example, a grayscale image is composed of pixels with values ranging from 0 to 255. When expressed in binary, the least significant bits have little effect on the picture's appearance, so they can be replaced by the secret messages. In this way, messages are hidden in images. However, due to the low channel capacity, the method is also not suitable to embed large-sized malware. Recently, researchers from Tencent, reference 7, proposed a method that hides malware inside a neural network model. This method is similar to image steganography using LSB. By modifying the last few bits of the parameters in the model to be malware codes, the malicious payload can be delivered to the target devices covertly without affecting the performance of the original model. The model parameters in common frameworks, PyTorch, TensorFlow, etc., are 32-bit floating point numbers. Due to the low weight, the value of the last few bits has little effect on the global judgment of the neural network. Therefore, they can be modified to transfer messages. In this paper, we propose a method to deliver malware covertly by modifying the neurons. Different from Tencent that modifies the LSBs of a parameter, we modify the whole neurons to embed the malware. It is generally believed that the hidden layer neurons influence the classification results of the neural network, so the hidden layer neurons should be fixed, and their parameters should be kept unchanged. In fact, we found that due to the redundant neurons in hidden layers, changes in some neurons have little effect on the neural network's performance. Also, with the structure of the model unchanged, the hidden malware can evade detection from antivirus engines. Therefore, the malware can be embedded and delivered to the target devices covertly and detection evadingly by modifying the neurons. The strength of using the neural network models are as follows. 1. By hiding the malware inside of neural network models, the malware is disassembled, and the characteristics of the malware are not available. So it can evade detection. 2. Because of the redundant neurons and excellent generalization ability, the modified neural network models can still maintain the performance in different tasks, which will not cause abnormalities. 3. The size of neural network models in specific tasks are large, so large-sized malware can be delivered each time. 4. This method does not rely on other system vulnerabilities, and the malware-embedded models can be delivered through model updates channels from the supply chain or other ways, which does not attract attention from adversary. 5. As neural networks become more widely used, this method will be universal in delivering malware in the 1, 2, 2, 3, 3 is less than 3 bytes, we add paddings, XOO, to fill in 3 bytes. The numbers are converted into tensors before embedding into the model. Then, given a neural network model in a specified layer, we modify the neuron sequentially by replacing the weights and bias in each neuron. We use the connection weights in each neuron to store the converted malware bytes and the bias to store the length and hash of the malware. 4 equals 4, 5. E5. ALUATION. In this section, we evaluate the proposed method through experiments. There are some mainly concerned questions about the method. 1. Does the method work? And if it works, 2. How much malware can be embedded in the model? 3. What is the accuracy loss on the model? 4. Does BN help? 5. Which layer is more suitable for embedding? 6. How to restore accuracy by retraining? And how is the effect? 7. Can the malware-embedded model pass the security scan by antivirus engines? In the following experiments, we will answer the questions above. A. Malware embedding. 1. For Q1, FC.1 is the nearest hidden layer to the output layer. As mentioned above, each neuron in FC.1 layer can embed 12 kilobytes malware. We used malware samples 1 to 6 to replace the neurons in the layer respectively and evaluate the performances on the test set. The testing accuracy ranges from 93.43% to 93.45%. We noticed that in some cases, the accuracy had increased slightly. Then we extracted the malware from the model and calculated its SHA-1 hash. The hash remains unchanged. It shows that this method works. 2. For Q2 to Q4. For question 2 and 3, we used the sample 1 to 6 to replace 5, 10, 4095 neurons in the FC.1 layer and sample 3 to 8 in FC.0 respectively on AlexNet with and without BN, and record the accuracy of the replaced models. Each neuron in FC.0 can embed 18.75 kilobytes of malware. As one sample can replace at most 5 neurons in FC.0 and FC.1, we repeated the replacement process and replaced the neurons in the layers with the same sample until the number of replaced neurons reaches the target. Finally, we got 6 sets of accuracy data and calculated the average of them respectively. Fig. 6 shows the result. It can be found that when replacing a smaller number of neurons, the accuracy of the model has little effect. For AlexNet with BN, when replacing 1025 neurons, 25%, in FC.1, the accuracy can still reach 93.63%, which is equivalent to having embedded 12 megabytes of malware. When replacing 2050 neurons, 50%, the accuracy is 93.11%. When more than 2105 neurons are replaced, the accuracy drops below 93%. When more than 2900 neurons are replaced, the accuracy drops below 90%. At this time, the accuracy decreases significantly 5 with the replaced neurons increasing. When replacing more than 3290 neurons, the accuracy drops below 80%. When all the neurons are replaced, the accuracy drops to around 10%, equivalent to randomly guessing. For FC.0, the accuracy drops below 93%, 90%, 80% when more than 220, 1060, 1550 neurons are replaced, respectively. Detailed results are shown in Table 2. The results can answer question 2 to 4. If the attacker wants to maintain the model's performance within 1% accuracy loss and embeds more malware, there should be no more than 2,285 neurons replaced on AlexNet with BN, which can embed 2,285 by 12 1,024 equals 26.8 megabytes of malware. 3. For Q5. To answer question 5, we chose to embed the malware on all layers of AlexNet. Convolutional layers have much less parameters than fully connected layers. Therefore, it's not recommend to embed malware in convolutional layers. However, to select the best layer, we still made a comparison with all the layers. We used the samples to replace different proportion of neurons in each layer and recorded the accuracy. As different layers have different number of parameters, we use percentages to indicate the number of replacements. The results are shown in Fig. 7. For both AlexNet with and without BN, FC.1 has outstanding performance in all layers. It can be inferred that, for fully connected layers, the layer closer to the output layer is more suitable for embedding. B. Retraining. In this scenario, attackers can retrain a model if the accuracy drops a lot. To keep the embedded malware unchanged during the retraining, the attacker can freeze the malware embedded layer by setting the layer's requires grad attribute to false to prevent the gradient backpropagation process. When retraining the model, only the other layers except the 5 malware embedded layer will change. Therefore, the malware will remain unchanged. We selected the samples with performance similar to the average accuracy and replaced 50, 100, 4050 neurons in both FC.0 and FC.1 layers for models with and without BN. Then we freezed the malware embedded layer and used the same training set to retrain them for one epoch. The accuracy on the test set before and after retraining was logged. After retraining for each model, we extracted the malware embedded in the model and calculated the SHA-1 hash of the assembled malware, and they all match with the original hashes. Fig. 8a is the accuracy change on the model without BN. For the model without BN, the accuracy curves almost overlap, which means the model's accuracy hardly changes. We retrained some model for more epochs, and the accuracy still did not have an apparent increase. Therefore, it can be considered that for the model without BN in fully connected layers, retraining after replacing the neuron parameters has no obvious improvement on the model performance. For the model with BN, we applied the same method for retraining and logged the accuracy, as shown in Fig. 8b. There is an apparent change of accuracy before and after retraining. For FC.0, after retraining, the accuracy of the model improves significantly. For FC.1, the accuracy has also improved after retraining, although the improvement is not as large as FC.0. Even after replacing 4050 neurons, the accuracy can still be 6 restored to more than 50%. If the attacker uses the model with BN and retraining to embed malware on FC.1, and wants to keep an accuracy loss within 1% on the model, there will be more than 3150 neurons that can be replaced. It will result in 3150 × 12, 10^24, 36. 9 megabytes of malware embedded. If the attacker wants to keep the accuracy above 90%, then 3300 neurons can be replaced, which can embed 38.7 megabytes of malware. C. Security scan on VirusTotal. We uploaded some of the malware embedded models to VirusTotal to check whether the malware can be detected. The models were recognized as zip files by VirusTotal. 58 antivirus engines were involved in the detection works, and no suspicious was detected. It means that this method can evade the security scan by common antivirus engines. D. Comparison with method from Tencent. We also made a comparison with the method proposed by Tencent. We used the model with BN to reproduce the method. Experiment results show that their method can embed 25 megabytes of malware in FC.0 and 16 megabytes in FC.1 with an accuracy above 93%, respectively. When the same size of the malware is embedded, the accuracy is similar for both methods. However, for the embedding process, their method takes much longer than ours. While working on the same machine, for a 22.51 megabytes binary file, our method takes 162.2 s, 2.7 minutes, to embed it, equals 6, but theirs take 23.4 minutes. In their method, a neuron only embeds a few bits, so it needs more operations on the neurons. In our method, a neuron can embed 3 bytes, which reduces the waiting time significantly. E. Summary. The experiments show that attackers have the following ways to improve the performance when hiding malware in neural network models. 1. When designing the neural network, batch normalization can be applied between fully connected layers to obtain a robust model. 2. The layer closer to the output layer is more suitable for embedding malware, because it is more robust to the changes on the neurons. 3. To embed more malware bytes per neuron, the layer above the malware embedded layer should have more neurons. More neurons in the above layer mean more connection weights in the current neuron. 4. Retraining is recommended to restore the lost accuracy of the model. V. Possible countermeasures is the malware embedded models are used in end devices. We suggest that when the applications launch the models, verifications on the models should be applied. Also, since the embedded malware will be assembled and executed on the target devices, they can be detected and analyzed using traditional methods like static and dynamic analysis, heuristic ways, etc. As the attackers can launch attacks like supply chain pollution, the model's original providers should also take measures to prevent such attacks. 5.2. Conclusion. This paper proposes a method that can deliver malware covertly and detection evadingly through neural network models. The model's structure remains unchanged when the parameters are replaced with malware bytes, and the malware is disassembled in the neurons. As the characteristics of the malware are no longer available, it can evade detection by common antivirus engines. As neural network models are robust to changes, there are no obvious losses on the performances when it's well configured. Experiments show that with batch normalization applied on fully connected layers, a 178 MB AlexNet model can embed 36.9 megabytes of malware with less than 1% accuracy loss. The experiment on VirusTotal also proves that this method can help malware evade detections. This paper proves that neural networks can also be used maliciously. With the popularity of AI, AI-assisted attacks will emerge and bring new challenges for computer security. Network attack and defense are interdependent. We believe countermeasures against AI-assisted attacks will be applied in the future. We hope the proposed scenario will contribute to future protection efforts. 7.7. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.